Welcome to the Lean Into Love podcast, a spiritual, self-compassion podcast and space devoted for you to find greater inner freedom, connect more fully to the world around you, and cultivate a deeper spiritual connection to a higher power. I'm your host, Gina Velez, a performer at heart, wellness enthusiast, self-love coach, and current grad student slash therapist in training. I have spent most of my life searching for ways to come back home to myself, back home to the wellspring of love. Along my journey, I have found transformative practices and met some incredible teachers. I now want to share it all with you because, as Ram Dass once said, we are all just walking each other home. Let's embark on a journey of heart-centered exploration, vulnerability, and expansion. Together, we'll navigate the intricate dance between love and fear and discover the limitless power of the human heart. When we learn to love ourselves unconditionally, we radiate that love outward, making a profound difference in our relationships, our communities, and the world. The journey starts now, and I'm thrilled to have you by my side. Let's begin. Friends, I was sitting in meditation the other day and my mind, per usual, was abuzz with thoughts, judgments about myself, about others' judgments of myself. And the longer I sat, the more I realized how I was seeing myself through the perspective of others. And not one of those perspectives made me feel good. And when I could sit and shift my focus back to how I saw myself, that anxiety that I was feeling went away and I felt so peaceful. So as usual, it was a constant practice of noticing and that I was even falling back into these perspectives and then shifting back, pulling myself back every time. But, you know, at least I was noticing. That's also why they call it a practice. This awareness taught me that people can have their opinions about me. I can have my opinions about them. What a concept. And I don't even have to try and control others' perceptions of me. I don't even have to control others because it makes me feel more comfortable. I can simply let them. Let them do, say, be, act however they want, and I will do the same. And really, how freeing is that thought? So because it helped me, I thought I'd create a short meditation for you based on this concept of let them. I've also heard the fabulous Mel Robbins speak about this. So I've designed it so you can tap more fully into the present moment with your eyes open. All right, enjoy. Let them. Find a comfortable posture, whether you're walking or driving or doing any other activity. Keep your eyes open and be aware of your surroundings. Take a few deep breaths, inhaling deeply through your nose, and exhaling slowly out your mouth. Bring your attention to the present moment, letting go of any thoughts about the past or future. As you move about, bring your attention to the sights, sounds, and smells around you. Notice the colors, shapes, and movements in your environment. Pay attention to the sounds you hear, whether it's the hum of an engine, birds chirping, or the rustling of leaves. If you notice any smells, such as fresh air, flowers, or even the interior of your car, acknowledge them without judgment. Let yourself be fully present with your surroundings, appreciating the details you might usually overlook. If you're walking, focus on the sensation of your feet touching the ground with each step. Feel the rhythm of your movements and the way your body shifts with each stride. If you're driving, notice the sensation of your hands on the steering wheel, the position of your feet on the pedals, and the way your body adjusts as the car moves. Pay attention to the feeling of the air against your skin, the temperature, and any other physical sensations. Let yourself be fully present with the act of moving, appreciating the coordination and effort involved. as you continue going about your day, bring your attention to the people around you. If you see someone in a hurry, let them be in a hurry. If someone is going slow, let them go slow. Notice any judgments or opinions that arise about others, and then gently remind yourself to let them be as they are. Allow yourself to be as you are. Return back to your breath. If someone cuts you off in traffic or walks in front of you, instead of reacting with frustration, take a deep breath and let them go. Practice acceptance and non-judgment, allowing others to be exactly as they are without needing to change or control them. Allow yourself to be exactly as you are. Reflect on how let them can bring a sense of peace and freedom to your experience. take a deep breath in and slowly exhale. Perhaps tapping into some gratitude for the opportunity to practice present moment awareness. Notice any changes in your body, mind, or even emotions since you started. May you continue to carry this sense of mindfulness and acceptance with you as you continue your day. Thank you for listening to the Lean Into Love podcast, and thank you for taking the time to learn how to be a little bit more compassionate with yourself. A small amount certainly goes a long way. If you enjoyed what you heard today, I invite you to work with me inside the Self Love Club, a one-on-one virtual coaching program where you'll learn how to love yourself more fully through holistic and integrative wellness practices. Each session is specifically designed to fit your goals and needs. Visit theyogina.com and book a free discovery call so we can create a roadmap of how we'll get you there today. And if you haven't already, hit subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes. If you enjoyed your time here, rate and review this podcast. That way other souls on their journey back home to themselves can learn from people like you. Until next time, keep leaning into love. And remember, you are worthy, you are loved, and you are never alone.